Now we have another guest. Over to Rory for the intro.
The intro, which I've just been handed. Joining us now is an accomplished, I'm going to know, a world-leading actor who has starred in many big British films and
several.
TV shows. A few big British films and TV shows, including Human Traffic, The Lakes, Wonderland, 24-Hour Party People, Life on Mars, The Village, and Doctor Who. Let's welcome, everybody, the sensational John Sim.
John Sim! Good morning, John!
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
So what are you up to in theatre land?
I'm doing a play called 3 Days in the Country at the National Theatre by Patrick Marber, who seems to have taken over the National Theatre. He's got about 3 plays on, all written by him at the moment, or adapted by him. And yeah, it's going really well. I'm having a great time on the South Bank, sunny South Bank in London. It's wonderful. Having a great time.
Give us the gist.
It is a reworking of Turgenev's A Month in the Country, and he's halved the length because it's usually about 4 hours. And he's distilled it into this brilliant, brilliant new version of A Month in the Country, which is very, very funny. It rattles along. It's got Mark Gatiss doing a wonderful turn, and it's got a great cast. Yeah, that's the gist.
So what do you do afterwards? Do you go home or do you go out? What do you do?
Well, I was just... Rory knows this because he's worked there quite a lot, the National. It's my first time. There's a corridor that you arrive at as you're leaving, and if you go right, you go out the door, and if you go left, there's a bar at the top of the stairs.
Forked road.
Dilemma.
So far, I haven't gone right yet. I should do. I keep saying tonight it's right, but you know, you just want a quick drink after the show. You're still quite buzzy, and yeah, so it's a dangerous place, that bar.
So Rory's performance last night, 8.5 out of 10. Wednesday was best so far. What about you this week?
This week. Well, we've only been back for 2 performances, and the first one we'd been away for a while, which I'm not used to. In rep, you're off for a few days and then you come back.
Nice. Oh, not nice.
No, it's great in a way, because it keeps you sort of fresh and you're buzzing, you know, you get the nerves again, a little frisson.
And you get to see your friends.
Yes, and you get to see your friends and your kids and your family. It's very nice, yeah. So I think the first one was quite nervy, and so last night I'd say, 8.5.
These are strong averages. These are very strong averages.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. They seem to like it.
British Theatre.
You're quite good at what you do. That's the thing. There you go. All right. Magic Alex next. This is John's band. Super KK. We won't play it all. Intro. Sim, Magic Alex and Super KK. Let's get back to our other guests now. It's a free-for-all, basically, from now on till 9:30. We've got Rory Kinnear here. We've also got John Sim. Lots of questions coming in from the listeners. Doing my job for me, which they're very welcome to do. Steve and James wants to know, John Sim, if you ever worked in a dairy in Salisbury.
No.
I wonder why he's asked that question then.
No
the
idea.
Questions you ask.
Okay, it sounded like you were going to say yes until I said Salisbury.
I was just a bit taken aback by the question. Worked in a dairy in Salisbury? No.
Have you ever worked with livestock, knowingly?
No.
All right. Emma in Milton Keynes says, oh, I love Rory Kinnear. Saw him in Hamlet and then watched Count Arthur Strong. So tell us about Hamlet. Tell us about Benedict Cumberbatch this week. Both of you talk about this now, if you don't mind.
Well, we both have played Hamlet.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
And I certainly remember when I was about to play it, and I don't know if you did also, John, that the last thing I wanted is former Hamlets telling me how how they felt about it and what I should do. So yeah. I am definitely pleading the silence on that.
No, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. I do feel for him that he was reviewed on his first preview, which is not usual. You usually have to bed in along, you know.
It does. It does suggest the degree of mania surrounding the people's interest in it.
Yeah.
Okay, there are Wimbledon-like queues outside for the 30-odd tickets they release every night. Have you heard about this? People camping, coming from all over the world to see or not to see.
Blimey.
That's what they're saying.
Thank you.
That was a headline. Anyway, so, but there are obviously different interpretations of Hamlet. What was yours like, Rory? What was yours like, John?
We chose the angle of sort of authoritarian, totalitarian state, sort of unnamed Soviet satellite state, modern day, contemporary setting. Hamlet was sort of the most observed of all observers. And he was constantly being spied on and bugged, which led to his increasing paranoia. But also, at the heart of it, a man who's trying to wrestle with the fact that has he just seen the ghost of his father, and does he believe what that ghost has said? And that's sort of the for me, that was sort of the central wrestle of it.
Ours was a little bit more traditional. There was very little furniture and props, sort of gothic backdrop. But what I remember from it is it was like being in a washing machine. It was just very... you start thinking about the next scene, you start really panicking in the middle of another scene. And I remember doing matinees, and I was 40 when I did it. And to do it twice at 40, twice in a day, should be illegal. I had a chiropractor following me around.
Did you really?
Yeah, there was one backstage.
All right, so that's in the past. Right now, Rory Kinnear is starring in The Trial. Go and see it soon, because it's not on for much longer, running at the Young Vic Theatre until August the 22nd. And I've lost John's piece of paper, but John can tell us himself. He's at the National.
At the National, in Patrick Marber's version of Turgenev's A Month in the Country, called 3 Days in the Country. And we're on until October.
The 21st, I've just been told. On Monday on this programme, we are revealing the first contestant to be announced for this year's Strictly Come Dancing. All right, how close have any of us been to Strictly? Rory, go.
Zero.
Do you not know anybody that's done it?
No.
Daniel Craig did series two.
That's right. He was dreadful, actually, wasn't he? He was voted off round two.
Yes.
Ola, poor Ola. She was devastated.
007.
Thank you.
John?
Less than zero.
No, come on, you must have known somebody who's done it.
Do you know what? I do know someone who's done it.
Oh, there you go.
Craig Kelly.
Right.
I don't know when, but he told me he did it, yeah.
My friend Andy was in a play with Russell Grant. There you go. There's my link.
All right, it's good, it's good. And what about you, Mitch?
I have a friend, Brian Capron, who was the evil killer in Corrie, and he did it and was ousted in the first round because I think it looked as though he had some kind of bowel problem.
Maybe he did.
Possibly.
And he's not going to thank us for bringing it up.
I think anyone who does it's very, very brave.
On the radio. Zay Ball is in the building, I've just checked. So are Rory Kinnear, John Simmer, Mitchell. Rory here talking about The Trial, running at the Young Vic Theatre, London, until August the 22nd. Go on a Wednesday. He's more fluid at the night time. John Sim, 3 Days in the Country, is now open and runs at the National Theatre, London, until the 21st of October. Actually, you could go and see one of them in a Wednesday matinee and stick around because they're very close by. Have a spot of late lunch. Then go to the other one because they're about half a mile from each other. Mitchell's here. Singing songs from his live album Breathe Again. Four live songs in total, 2 to go. And the Breathe Again tour, second leg, because he needs a rest. Starts on September the 17th at Bury St Edmunds and ends October the 23rd in London. Good year for you then, 2015, Mitch.
It's been a very, very, very busy year. I'm just saying that live music seems to, you know, be growing. People still need that live thing. We're talking about theatre as well. Same thing, that live performance. You get a buzz that you cannot get from celluloid or vinyl.
Things are changing, aren't they? You do sense this. I mean, there are lots of festivals, and you might fear that there could be festival overload, but there isn't. People are loving them, aren't they?
Well, I think the answer is we've never grown up. We're a generation who wear the same clothes as our kids. You know, I kind of feel sorry for our kids because, you know, we've hijacked their youth. Mm. So you go to a festival now, and the festival seemed to be all-encompassing. So granddads with grandkids, you know, all dressed in tutus, you know, all watching the same stuff because live music is either good or bad. It shouldn't be old or new.
You two festival goers, John, Rory?
Yeah, I've been to Glastonbury quite a few times, Latitude. Yeah, not this year, though. I didn't go to any this year. Didn't have time, but...
Still time? Not really.
I think they're done now, aren't they?
No, they're still going, but you're busy, aren't you?
I'm working, so...
Rory, Festival Glory?
I went once to a festival in Budapest about 20 years ago. Saw David Bowie, but I haven't been to any since. More stick in the mud than stuck in the mud.
Do you think you will get to some?
They're
great. The kids love them.
Yeah,
honestly.
My children might bully me into it when they get older.
All right, OK. Questions from the guests to the guests. So, John, who would you like to ask a question of?
Midge, when was the last time you were actually in Vienna?
Ooh!
Great question.
That is a great question. Probably about 5 years ago, But when we wrote the song, we'd never been in Vienna. It was pure fantasy. I'd read about it and I'd heard about it, and this crumbling, you know, what was once the kind of Paris of its day, this beautiful place. And I just had this idea of setting this weird kind of romance. You know, you meet someone when you're away from your normal life, and then when you go home, you vow it'll carry on. Of course it doesn't. It's just you get back and it's grey and it's dull and it's boring and you're harking for that lovely moment in time. So, 5 years ago.
And so Vienna was Covent Garden, wasn't it?
Part of it was Covent Garden. The opening shot of the video with the horse and things, but I'm still trying to figure out why the horse was there, was Covent Garden. And then there was a bit in the middle that we did at the State Theatre in London, you know, a bit running down the stairs and the kid getting shot. Still don't know why he was shot. Videos were kind of like that. The day, you know.
Horses, kids,
absolutely. Yeah, horse. Violence and animal, you know, cruelty.
Rory, your question, please, to whom?
Question to John, then. Human Traffic, a film about young people partying to excess. Yes. Off camera, how much did it reflect life on camera?
Very much, very, very similar off camera to on camera.
Nice.
It was, very much like 24 Hour Party People. It was encouraged, so we didn't have to pretend.
All for the part.
Mm. All for the role.
Well done you.
Thank you. Yes.
What a trooper.
I should have thought about the tax deductible bit, yeah.
Mitch, question please.
For Rory. My wife was an actress, and my youngest daughter is now doing the National Youth Theatre right now in London. And I have a dreadful fear that, you know, she's maybe going to want to go into this. Do you have to be a really good waiter to be an actor? Because there's an awful lot of odd jobs happen.
There's some hanging around. But I tend to think, like, people ask me with my kids, oh, God, would it be awful if they decided they want to be actors as well? And I have to sort of answer that it's the most thrillingly rewarding, wonderful job to do. And, you know, it's the kind of profession that it's brilliant when you're working and terrible when you're not. But at the same time, I've got so much from it myself. I find it continually interesting and innovating, I couldn't tell anyone not to do it if they had the itch.
Midge, was Vienna the name of the cat in Rising Damp?
It was, yeah, but we didn't write the song after that.
No, I was thinking about that. Anybody got cats in the audience today? Anybody got cats? No?
Yes.
Yeah, who's got a cat?
Yeah.
You've got a cat, Rory?
Yeah, Georgia.
One or two?
Just the one, Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Vienna, Georgia? It's all going on with the cats, isn't it?
We've got a cat. We did have two cats, but then we got a dog and one ran off.
Really?
Never came back.
Went to one of its other homes.
I think so,
cats,
yeah.
Cats do that, don't they?
They do that. And, you know, we don't see the one we've got, we don't see her very often either. She's not keen on the
What's
dog.
She called?
She's called Ruby.
Ruby, okay. Any cats in the vestry?
In the vicarage?
Reverend?
Well, we did have one, but the four sausage dogs saw it off, I'm afraid. We
took four? One in,
yeah.
Took four? Some cat's a tiger, was it?
Well, the cat was given us to... Like, the vet took in a cat who'd been horribly treated by some awful boys. And so
and
we
you
took
fed it
in.
To sausage dogs?
No, we took it in, but the dogs treated it even worse, so the cat abandoned the vicarage, and we never saw it again.
Okay, but the dogs didn't actually devour.
No, devouring, but there were some stern looks.
20 seconds. Thanks to John Sim for being here. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
3 days in the country. It's now on at the National Theatre, London, until the 21st of October.